This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Thursday came and went on a Tuesday, and the man that dubbed it Super Thursday, and who dubbed his wife his sister last night, who can't string a sentence together now, Joe Biden won in the majority of the states on Super Tuesday. He is the front runner in pole position. Right behind him is the communist Bernie Sanders, who can string sentences together. Lots of promises of goodies and freebies he's going to give you. This is beyond a Kurt Vonnegut satire novel. This is unbelievable. But Hillary is still fluttering around like a vampire bat, hoping for a broker convention. And with the Democrat convention 4 months away or more, man, I don't see how Biden makes it. So we're going to cover it all today. Unbelievably important coronavirus developments. Undercover video being leaked out of Iran and other places of just piles of body bags and dead people, and all that's coming up next segment. But I want to go back here today and look at Mike Bloomberg that dropped out this morning, because he hired a bunch of PR firms that were going to teach him how to meme. And it was like space aliens from Mars or another dimension trying to learn human humor. He shakes dogs' faces. He licks his fingers and touches communal food. I mean, it goes on and on. He dresses up like a little mermaid. He dresses up like Mary Poppins. He thinks that's going to get inside Trump's head. I actually think Mike Bloomberg might actually be a space alien. I never used to believe the David Icke stuff about reptoids. But you know what? You watch this enhanced footage. We blew this footage up of him. You know, Trump said, what are you doing? He's licking his fingers disgustingly and then touching the big serving dishes. I mean, I don't slap my kids for much, but they get a little bit of a slap, you know, on the back of the head for that, man. That's how you get food poisoning. And I'm not even a germaphobe, but keep your freaking fingers out of the serving dishes and certainly don't lick them. Basic etiquette of this guy that wants to be the nanny and tell us how we should live, what we should do. But again, he's totally psychotic. Here he is. Enhanced audio, folks. We turn this up. This is cranked up. This is what happened.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Mini Mike. Now, Mike didn't do too well. He went way down.
So he might have gotten into the financial mafia and come up with a scam to rip off money in the markets. But he always will be a hunchback little nobody gnome. Okay, he'll burn in hell. Because everybody looks at that phony pile of dog manure and knows that he will burn in hell. Because I know he's got financial lawsuits against us, which makes me feel great. When a pile of dog feces like that doesn't like me, it means I'm doing really good. So bring it on, you demon midget. And by the way, there's nothing against short people. Hell, I'm not that great in stature. But I mean, it's just he thinks he's so big and so powerful. He definitely has a Napoleonic syndrome. I mean, you know, I'm 5'11 when I stand up straight. He's at least 4'9 when he stands up straight. And boy, let me tell you, that really sold the public, all that sashaying around. I'm not saying Mike Bloomberg's gay or anything. I'm just saying if I was going to cast somebody for a gay gangbang video, he'd definitely be the main subject of the deposits that were going to be made. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, can somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women, you ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, if you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, it's a family show, and so I'm going to behave myself. But when you watch Mike Bloomberg fondle barbecue and spit on it like a fly, flies vomit out saliva on their food and then gulp it up. He probably is a space alien, like some fly species or something. And he's like vomiting spit onto the food and like gobbling it up. That footage is coming up next segment. Along with him, Mike Bloomberg just dropped out of the race, dressed up like the Little Mermaid. Or no, he's like a little crab with a tail, a little fork tail, perfectly. Probably his real tail. And then, as Mary Poppins, guess what? He thought that was meme warfare from the type of fruits the leftists that are advising him. You talk about an alternate universe. Your $78 billion will never buy authenticity because you stole it with digital fraud in the stock market. And we all know that, Bloomberg. You are nothing but a toady and a front man who thought you were going to defeat Donald Trump, and you didn't. InfoWars has interviewed Tulsi Gabbard. I'm like, wow, I didn't know this happened. It's up on InfoWars.com. Is Tulsi the next to drop out of the presidential race? Great job, Savannah Hernandez and team. And we've got so much to get into on Super Tuesday, or if you're Joe Biden, Super Thursday that just happened on Tuesday, and now it's Wednesday. But they're admitting in the news, it's like, wow, the media favorites, Elizabeth Warren and others, Klobuchar, they didn't do well. Wow. And that's what I told Politico back when Rand Paul won. They called me and they said, why did he win? And I said, because you attacked him. And because he's got grassroots support as a common sense person. That's like 6, 8 years ago, whenever it was. And they actually published that, but they just can't get it. If they had not endorsed Elizabeth Warren, she'd probably be the nominee right now, at least in the running. So overall, Biden, as you know, won more states. And Bernie won some, won California. But the evidence is it's really Bernie won everything, just like 4 years ago. We've been right here before, 4 years ago, on Super Tuesday. Got to fact check that. Biden says it's Super Thursday. So Super Thursday, he's always right, I'm wrong. So Super Thursday that happened on Tuesday went to Joe Biden. And we're going to play some of his gaffes coming up a little bit later because there's so many every day. We're not having to, like, cherry-pick this. You just watch a speech, and he sounds like he has sniffed glue, drunk a bottle of Jack Daniels in the last hour, and put about 14 large marbles, log rollers, in his mouth. I mean, I can't tell what the hell he's saying. He's twisting everything around. And, you know, it's very sad. I'm not actually making fun of him because my grandfather, my mom's dad, was a super smart guy and awesome. He had a heart attack. Then he had a stroke. And, man, some days you go over there, it was like a five-year-old was there. Other days, he'd kind of be back for a while. But there were some days where things weren't too good, and he sounded like Joe Biden. You'd sit there at the dinner table with him while, you know, he was drooling from the stroke with half his paralyzed. He'd be like, well, I'm bad. He'd get excited and say some stuff. And, you know, a few things scare me, but that scares me being like that someday because I'm like a carbon copy. I look just like him. And it scares the hell out of me because I don't want to be in that position. I've never been for assisted suicide, but I don't want the state doing it. But let me tell you, I get in that position. My family needs to take care of it. So it's horrifying to watch. And that's really the big discussion here, in my view. What is going on with the Democrats and the media that they would force feed us somebody? Remember 8 months ago I got banned on Facebook for the second time. They said you can't even say positive things about Alex Jones. Only negative comments are allowed. Talk about living in a cult. Where's Jim Jones when you need him? Or the Hellbop people? And all I said is he's clearly had another stroke. He's had major brain surgeries. He can't talk. He's way worse now. And they said, Jones put out fake news that Biden can't talk properly. Well, that's all subjective. But PolitiFact was like, he talks wonderfully. He's an incredible lawyer. They literally thought Joe Biden 8 months ago, who could not string a sentence together properly and who had gaffes every minute or so, was their horse. Now everything he says is a gaffe. It's unintelligible. But that's not the issue. It's not that Joe Biden's almost 80 and had a brain surgery. He almost died up 20-something years ago and admits it. Where they take the whole brain out. They had to fix the vessels under it. I mean, usually don't make it back from that. He's definitely a tough guy. The point is, his expiration date is up. It's like you open some milk, you go, woo! That stinks. You don't need to taste it to know it. And then weird, like, and that's the weird thing about dementia is it's like really weird, sick stuff gets said that makes no sense. Like, I like black kids like flies. I like fly hairs. They touch my hair. The chill, I'm going to kiss this baby. Let me get love on them. And like, I mean, oh, what's that? Oh, I'm going to write on the wall with my Crayola. They're like, that's not your Crayola. I mean, that's the crazy part about this is he is months away. I don't say this to be sarcastic. From riding on the walls in his own feces. He's just grabbing women's crotches, grabbing women, making them sit on his lap. Husbands are getting pissed. He's telling 9-year-old girls, you make me horny. I mean, this is all on tape. Chris Matthews has to resign because he told a guest, you look beautiful. But Joe Biden can run around like a dementia-ridden, dirty old man running on two cylinders out of eight. Smoke coming out, black smoke, fire coming out of it. I mean, he is beyond a dumpster fire. He's like a car on fire. And so the issue is, in what dimension, in what planet is this the Democrat pole position nominee individual? And what are they planning with Hillary? And what are they planning to do coming up? What is their game plan? Because they've got a trick up their sleeve. There's no way they think this guy, when I said it 8 months ago, they knew the guy couldn't talk. That's why Obama wouldn't endorse him. Well, 8 months later, this dude is, I mean, you go to a nursing home, and did I go have dinner with grandparents and all of them, and almost every week when I had time, usually about once a month, and I'd have Weldon Henson and folks go, you know, play for grandparents at the And some of my friends, their country music folks, would go play for folks, the old folks home. And, you know, I'd have conversations with these veterans and patriots, you name it. And most of them were there. They'd kind of drift in and out, but they'd say some really important things. Joe Biden is in the lower percentile. Let's say can't talk is a one, and a well-spoken old 80-something-year-old person in a nursing home is a 10. Joe Biden's like a 3, folks. The Democrat Party person they're force feeding and making us take is literally physically able to walk around and has a lot of energy, but the brain isn't operating. So I'll ask the question, what are they up to? There's another way to say it. What the hell are they doing? There is something going on here, and it's in the news that Hillary's still waiting in the wings. So maybe Biden has another stroke, or he has to step down, and what do they do? And, well, she's still polling right behind Biden, better than Bernie in most polls. They've got it all ready, and she still believes she's going to swoop in and do this. And a lot of other experts are saying that's going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying they never give up, And she's always intended to run again and never stopped running, basically. So we'll discuss all that. We've got the worst coronavirus news yet. And I'm not holding back getting into it. It's just, it's so crazy that it makes my head spin. Time to debunk the skeptics. Coronavirus 19 has a death rate that is about 34 times higher than the flu. BBC publishes leaked Iran footage showing bagged bodies of coronavirus victims piling up. China's supply chain meltdown set to rock U.S. ports. Yeah, that's what's definitely real. Italy closes all schools amid coronavirus outbreak. That is just some of what we're going to cover when we get back. Please remember, the only way this transmission gets out on the local AM and FM stations and the Internet is you to tell people about those local stations. So please remember, we're in an information war, and your voice spreading the word is victory. It's not critical. It's everything. So I want to thank you for spreading the word. We're winning together because of you. And spread those links from newswars.com/show. Newswars.com/show. That's not as censored a link as InfoWars. Newswars.com/show and band.video. Spread those live feeds.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, on this live March 4th, Wednesday, global transmission. It is 2020, 243 days of the election. Look at this guest lineup today. Very interesting and informative. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, lawyer, Army veteran, patriot. He'll be in studio with us. Then Dr. Steve Pachinik going to ride shotgun with us. And then Mike Adams takes over in the fourth hour. And then you got the war room with Owen Schroyer and all the great things they're doing in the fight for freedom and to ignite the brush fires in humanity. I want to get into coronavirus in the next segment. But right now I want to continue along the theme that I was hitting. It's frightening to me that the Democrat field, run from people like Tulsi Gabbard, who I don't agree with a lot of stuff, but she's well-spoken and looks like a human and has some humanity and is in his establishment, who they've shut out because she acts like a human. And then you got Elizabeth Warren, looks like an animatronic robot at Chuck E. Cheese. That's what the system tried to force-feed us. She's super unpopular. And then it goes through Bloomberg, the billionaire, coming in trying to take over because he got a bunch of experts to lie to him to get his money when he had no chance, no star appeal, no nothing. And then you've got a communist lying to people who's a con man, whose dad was a criminal con man, telling you're going to have all this free stuff, running around, flying on private jets, but saying nobody else should, and owning $3.1 million-plus homes. And then you've got Biden, who... There's an article here, elites preparing to live forever with their brains inside robot bodies. Super rich to live forever by implanting brains in human-like robots. Well, that's the Daily Star. Well, if your brain's rotten, it doesn't matter. But you've got a rotting dementia brain inside a robot? I mean, it's ridiculous, folks. The delusions. No, none of these people are going to cheat death. They're going to face the Creator. But if you want to know what's happening, if you go to a Democrat rally, all of us are getting soft. All of us are getting decadent. None of us know how to do math anymore. The whole world dehumanizes us. Technology seems great, but it is weakening us. It is making us ancestors, whether you're in Africa or Europe or anywhere. 10,000 years ago, they dig up the bodies. They dig up the skeletons. They were the average person was twice as strong as someone today and stronger than an Olympic athlete. A woman, the average woman they dig up from 10,000 years ago in what's England today is stronger than an Olympic athlete who's a man. You can pull that up. They've got the studies, the bones, all of it. I mean, chimpanzees can rip a person's face off, no problem. What person do you know today that can rip somebody's face off? The point is that that's just the physical power. What about the mental power? Our mental power is going down, too. We're dying. And I've used the analogy of a Mars mission would take almost a year to get there. And most, even best astronauts in great shape, would be unable to walk once they got there. Because there's no gravity. So your body falls apart. And that's what technology's like is it's like not having gravity. And so we're just falling apart. Yeah, disease doesn't kill the weak anymore, but it just lets the weak produce, and that comes into eugenics. But the globalists are actually targeting the strong, the opposite of eugenics. So they say they're eugenicists, but they're not even eugenicists. Even though eugenicist systems and Malthusian systems are bad enough, there's something even worse that's targeting their competition. Because the globalists are already so inbred and so screwed up, they want to lower all of us to their level. And so that's really the big secret, is they're doing everything they can to bring down humanity. But it's the Helter Skelter song. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you, Bloomberg. So when you see all these weak, dumb people resonating, and then their leaders are weak and dumb, that's a manifestation of like goes with like. Birds of a feather fly together. And so you go to a Bernie rally or a Sanders rally, it looks like they could be black, white, old, young. These people look like they're half dead. They could be 20 years old or 70 years old, and they're sputtering and got green teeth and and you'll see weird politicos handling them and managing them, but then their own leaders are like hunchback demons like Hillary, cackling like witches. And it's been our tolerance of their evil has allowed it to grow into this. And now they think that's the norm, and they see those of us that have brains. Here's the allegory. Why do zombies want brains? Because they don't have it. Why do moths go to the flame? They don't have the light, folks, and they're not going to stop till those of us that still have it are destroyed. So what are we going to do about it? That's a big, long discussion we're going to have, but gloves got to come off. Game's got to stop. Here, let's go out to break with a little compilation of Bloomberg. And Trump tweeted, what are you doing? There's food. He's sticking his hands in communal serving dishes, licking it and going back into it. He's shaking dogs' faces. He's saying, because the dude is a psychotic. He's in a psychotic guild, disconnected from us, lower than us, but because he'll do bad things, he's on top like cancer. You think a cancer cell is better than your whole body and your brain? No, it's pathetic. But it will malfunction and replicate, so it's dominant, you see. And Mike Bloomberg is a cancer cell. An incompetent fraud. But he's taken over. He thinks he's the boss. So here he is, licking his fingers and sticking in communal food as an act of disrespect. Here he is. What about him to your party?
Disturbing.
He literally sticks his fingers in the communal food and licks it. Just, it's all a part of this vomitous demon. This is how goblin is.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Mini Mike. Now, Mike didn't do too well. He went way down.
Trouble up there, Aaron, taking drugs. New Yorkers, the bravest people. The cops on the beat.
Sing up on off-Broadway shows as Mary Poppins.
Then New Hampshire. Maybe I can get the whole country to behave.
He thought that would sell. I mean, talk about a lunatic. Mike Bloomberg. Tell me, shake a dog's mouth.
We're going to see, though. This is a marathon.
So there you go. Mini Mike, don't lick your dirty fingers, both unsanitary and dangerous to others and yourself, man. And it's a weird, like, rape that people do. I've seen weirdos at parties that'll, like, lick their fingers and, like, touch the food. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? You'll be randomly at some buffet at a party. Like, there'll be some weird woman usually, like, touching the food and, like what are you? And you want to slap them upside the head. Hey, ever heard of using a utensil, a clean utensil, put on your plate? We don't like food poisoning, you dirty piece of...
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore, because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at M4Store.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at M4Store.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4War 360 win. M4Store.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, if you're going to have some chili con queso, you call it here in Texas, or nacho cheese, you take each chip and you load it up with guacamole or salsa or whatever you want, and then you just dip a little bit into the cheese, and then you eat it as one bite, but you don't bite it off and then stick it back in, because that's your saliva in the dish. And my middle daughter's awesome. we had queso from the restaurant that I picked up coming home. We got the big serving dish, and I tell her, ladle it out on your plate or dip it in. And she still stuck the chip in last week after she bit. I said, let me teach you a lesson. It's going in the trash. And everybody got really upset. I said, sorry, no queso. I've told you 100 times, do not stick. And I'm not even a germaphobe. It's just normal, like wash your hands when you're done taking a bath. Go in the bathroom. Well, now it's happened. President Trump's tweet again. Remember a few months ago they started censoring his tweets? And people said, oh, they would never do that. They went, yeah, we did. They are disappearing his tweets. We'll play that clip one more time on Mike Bloomberg, a super creepy clip. Mini Mike, don't lick your dirty fingers. Both unsanitary and dangerous to others and yourself. They've deleted the sickening video. Well, it turns out we have the raw video, and we have the video that we've zoomed in and enhanced for you. But now, when they've got one of his campaign events, and they've got buffet style laid out for the people, he goes and sticks his fingers in the food troughs, eats it, licks his fingers like a fly, and then goes back into the food. I mean, it is disgusting. It is just disgusting. And again, it just shows who shakes a dog's face. He goes, I'm going to teach you what to drink and what to do. I'm going to dress up like Mary Poppins and say, I'm coming to your town to tell you how to live. He thought that would make him win, but now he's dropped out again. What planet is Mike Bloomberg from, ladies and gentlemen? And all these sociopaths and psychopaths, this is the fall of their cult. As everyone who was asleep now wakes up and rejects him, what are they going to do? And Biden, who can't even talk, is a dementia-addled low end, what you find in a nursing home. It's very sad. But what does that tell you about the Democrats and the globalists? They are the party of death, the party of decay, the party of delusion. I mean, my God, they endorse pedophilia now. I mean, these people are open borders, world government, socialism, communism, public pooping, needles everywhere. I mean, they're demons. Let's watch a demon eat. If you're a radio listener, you're lucky because it's disgusting. It's even more disgusting than the sound. Listen to this. We've turned the sound up. Here it is. Here's Bloomberg. Invite Minnie Mike over to dinner. He'll shake your dog's face, he'll tell you how to live, and then he'll stick his fingers in bowls of food and start licking them and stick them back in like he's an alien. Like, your planet serves us well. I mean, if I made Coneheads too, I would think this is an alien at a buffet, man. Your troughs of slurping is delicious. Here, let me stick my fingers in it. All right, I've got so much huge, massive news and a bunch of big guests. And I have really just, I don't want to say I've spun my wheels the first 37 minutes, but you know the bubble of death or whatever on an Apple computer or when the computer's thinking? We know Hillary's still got a plan to run. Why would they have Joe Biden, who obviously has late-stage dementia? He's French kissing little kids on screen, grabbing women's butts, just doesn't know what day things are, just totally insane. That's beyond clown world. So what is that? Who's running things? You look at Trump, man, he's got his act together. He's on target. It's like night and day. So then I ask, why isn't Trump stopping the censorship and the authoritarianism on the left? Why is he putting up with that? because he could beat these people very quickly, and we need to get rid of them. We need to, like, just recognize they're like cancer, cut it out, we're done. Tab two parties, that's great. These people ain't it. MS-13's God's children, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. When your party says the country shouldn't exist, you aren't a party in that country. It's real simple. I mean, that's just default, not debatable. Everybody knows that. So I don't think Trump's a psyop. I know he's an organic response to what's going on and good people waking up and taking action. I know he wouldn't have gotten elected if this audience hadn't taken action and gotten him in there. But and he's doing a kick butt job so good on other fronts that I smell a rat. And I'm not saying Trump's a rat, but to allow the Democrats to continue to operate around like penguins on PCP attacking everybody, it's a dereliction of duty to put up with this. And yeah, we're cleaning their clocks, we're kicking their ass, all that. It still doesn't matter. Just because there's a rabid dog, a rabid pit bull or German shepherd or might even be a chihuahua foaming at the mouth, you call animal control or you shoot it yourself before it bites somebody. You're like, well, it's just foaming in at the mouth and bumping into things. Yeah, and if it gets near a person, it's going to bite them and give them rabies. And the Democrats are like a horde of foaming at the mouth wild hyenas, rabid, and I personally am tired of it. You know, I went to the grocery store last night. My daughter wanted Cool Whip. She goes, I know it's bad for me, Daddy, but one of my daughters, I really want Cool Whip and chocolate chip ice cream. And I said, okay. Got in the car about 7 o'clock, drove to HEB. And I go in there, man, and, man, the people were hateful and pissed and acting all creepy and weird and being real passive-aggressive. And I said, well, they're not just doing it to me, because I watched them do it to each other. And it's because things have been so easy so long, and they've gotten disconnected from reality. They need to go take a bike ride. They need to go lift weights. They need to go to church. They need to go help the Salvation Army. They just need to get outside of the bubble. Because, I mean, I'm not thinking of myself as like some Superman. Far from it. But I was looking at black people, white people, Hispanics, and they just all look dead-eyed, kind of like pears. They weren't really fat. They're just really, and real angry. And I was smiling at the checkout folks. And I'm going to try to, and you just, they, it was a wall of, their souls aren't gone, but they're in suspended animation. They're in carbonite. They've been put in a trance, and they've been put in a weird place, and they think they don't have any power, and they think they're desperate, and they don't have a reason to live. And so they're just stewing in self-loathing instead of a connection to God, a connection to beauty. If they could just recognize beauty and a painting or knitting or helping somebody or gardening, then they would connect to the earth. But because they're all smartphones and everything else, they're just dying. It's scary. And what I saw there is what I see in a Bernie Sanders event. Then I go to some rural town, to be white people, Spanish, over there, they're all alive and happy because they're working and they're alive and they're doing something. It's modern civilization that's killing us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Stuart Rhodes is a smart guy, and he thinks coronavirus is really deadly. He'll be in studio. We got Dr. Stephen Chinnick, who probably has a different angle on that. Really smart cookie. He'll be on with us as well. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the future. It is the year 2020. We're 240 days out from the historic election. And everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? And what I can tell them is this. The coronavirus is man-made. We've gone over that. The Indian Institutes and others have tested. Other major institutes have scanned it. It's 100% man-made. It's got the HIV delivery system. It's got other families of viruses cut into it. It is a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. I mean, it's like something out of a Dr. Seuss book. It's not normal. It's a chimera. That's the old Greek legend of a thing that would be part snake, part lion, part goat. And that's what it is. It is a bunch of different species of viruses spliced in. And so we've seen an insane response in communist China. And we've seen lockdowns and martial law in Italy. I mean, now they're locking down all of Italy's schools are closed. And we've got footage I'm going to show in a moment of body bags that the BBC just got leaked. Body bags, many of them full of people in Iran. Is this a cover for another bioweapon? I don't know. But is it killing the economy? Is it causing a supply chain shutdown? Has China really shut down most of its cities? Yes. So that event is real and is gigantic and never before seen. So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food, InfoWarsStore.com. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water, that's get sunshine, that's pray, that's get focused, that's not be stressed out, because you're prepared, and that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. All this is back in stock, 40% off. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off, though those are very close to selling out. Super Silver is. We've got enough of the Super Blue. At InfoWarsStore.com, the Immune Gargle sold out. So much other products sold out. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells, reducing inflammation so that your body can get the white blood cells where they want to go. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there, 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. That's 40% off as well. But whatever you do, realize that we told you 5 weeks ago they're going to clean off the store shelves. This is going to be a supply chain nightmare. What China did, whether the virus is super deadly or not, is huge. What they pulled is going to be economically a weapon, and we're now seeing it, and it's now being confirmed. So the video's up on InfoWars.com of the body bags. I would suggest everyone go look at the BBC leaked footage and then just ask yourself what's really going on and don't be caught flat-footed. But just the metaphysical act of getting prepared, just beginning to learn how to use a firearm and get some storable food, just that idea sets you on the path of not being domesticated, not being dependent on the system. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com are the highest quality supplements and storable food, and you actually get them delivered. So it's all those weeks to get the food, but we're ready to deliver next day. It'll ship out within a day or so of all the supplements in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today. All right. Now let's get into the coronavirus news. Let's go ahead and roll this InfoWars.com posted video. BBC publishes leaked Iran footage showing bagged bodies of coronavirus 19 victims piling up. And that's what their government's leaked, and people get arrested, and the government ministers die. What's going on in Iran? We're not sure, but here's the video.
امواتی که می‌بینید از صبح انجام شده کارشون، ولی متاسفانه حجم اموات خیلی زیاد هست و هرچه انجام میشه ولی تموم نمیشه. اینا همه کرونا ویروس هستن که
باعث شده. By the way, your brain's a supercomputer, so it has intuition. That's not intuition. It knows. This footage is real.
Thank you, brother.
You can look at that. You can tell you that's real. Just look at it, you know it's real. It's like, you know, an infomercial versus something that's real.
And
they're talking about all the dead bodies piling up everywhere. And you've had government ministers die. Now, what is it really? More rooms of dead bodies in body bags. If it's at a 2% kill rate that the CDC believes it is, and half the U.S. population gets it, that'll be 3.3 million dead. I hope that's not the case. But I know 6 years ago, when it was a real deadly virus outbreak of a pneumonia-type deal, a SARS-type deal, that three family members of mine died in 1 month because they all lived at our family ranch in three different houses up on the top of the hill, one across the street, two beside each other, and it was just everybody's dying. I'm going to funerals, and it's just I talk to the doctors in East Texas. Palestine is the name of the town, and that's the nearest big city, bigger town, and they're like, oh, man, there's a huge cover-up. People are dying there every few hours. It's just we've never seen it like this. So there's been real mass die-offs before. They just kind of cover them up. Why are they hyping it up now? That's the bigger question. That's what we're going to be discussing with Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers. He's a constitutional lawyer, former Ron Paul advisor, and just a really smart fella. He's and then Dr. Steve Pachinik, while we're on, will join us. And he said a month ago that he believed he'd had it, a bunch of others had had it, and we now know that's true. The CDC's come out and said, oh, actually, it's been here a while. And, yeah, there's a lot of upper respiratory problems and a lot of death taking place. So why all the secrecy? Because it's man-made, and they want that information shut down and not discussed because Obama, in 2015, for the North Carolina University, transferred the engineered coronavirus. In fact, guys, if you grab me my coronavirus files, I'm meant to have those. I want to show folks the Science Journal and all the publications in the end-to-end journals. And it was a big debate 5 years ago. Like, why is the U.S. government selling China this chimera coronavirus with all these different viruses combined together? So there'd be plausible deniability later when it got released. So who released it? Who's behind it? Well, who hyped the hell out of it and had it all scripted? Xi Jinping's the main suspect to shut down the Taiwan independence movement, to crack down on his own people, and then to try to attack Trump and the economy and have a cover. Because if Xi Jinping shut his economy down because he lost that trade war to be a terrorist, an economic terrorist, everyone would turn against him. But if he shuts his economy down because of a deadly virus, whether it's really deadly, super deadly or not, you know, it does kill some people. But then, you see, he has a cover story for why he did it. And I really, gut level, looking at all the evidence, think that's the answer. The Chi-Coms, the globalists released it. It does kill people. It is man-made. But it's really the cover for China to launch this economic war on us because they're authoritarian. They can just lock the whole thing down and cover it up. But they believe it'll bring down our economy, and it's already hurt the stock market massively. Though Trump came back and said, hey, we're confident everything's okay. It bounced back. So that's my best money on this, and I think we've been proven accurate so far. We're going to shift gears and get more into this and go through every facet of it when we come back. But boy, how the mighty have fallen. Mike Bloomberg may have $78 million he got through financial scams and manipulations through his computers that are hooked into the stock market. He's a little trusted helper. Nice little elf. But it couldn't buy him gravitas. Couldn't buy him reality. Couldn't buy him love of the people. And besides that, buddy, if you had $78 billion, you might know not to go to a barbecue and stick your fingers in the food, lick your hands, and stick it back in the food like a big, fat, stinking, dirty fly. So his name is now The Fly. Mike, vomit on your food, Bloomberg, what a piece of trash.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way, not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, Father, I'm gonna take your daughter out tonight. I'm gonna show her my world, and there's nothing you can do.
Hour number two straight ahead.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.